Hey, this is Big Al Wagner from the Project Studio Network podcast, projectstudionetwork.com. You're tuned in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Sit back, relax, and prepare yourself to endure Jammin' Dave Jackson.
Thanks, Big Al. SOP 103, you've got a Last 5 and 5, a Zoom H4 recorder, and your portable recording studio. It's in your driveway.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. You can contact me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or call in your comments 888-563-3228. Our official site is schoolofpodcasting.com. And everything we talk about today, you can find in our show notes at schoolofpodcasting. Is it really that late? At show notes. Scratch that. It's shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. And today I'm reviewing the Zoom H4. So let's get to that, shall we?
All right. And today we're going to be reviewing the Zoom H4. And one of the things this thing can do, obviously, it's a portable recorder, so I'm kind of giving you a sightseeing tour of the Jackson Estate here. So you'll hear, I'll turn up my, you have a three settings for volume control here. I'm going to go ahead and flip this to medium. All right, so you hear the birds and such here. The lovely metropolis of Mogador. Now I'm actually talking down on the microphone here. And, you know, then there's also one other setting here. I'll go up one more. So if you haven't guessed it already, yes, I live near the country. And so I'm going to put this down, dog barking in the distance. So I'll go ahead and walk here. And I'll take you through the garage here, a little sightseeing tour. Now, the nice thing about this is it has two, what I'm going to call universal inputs. It's got, you can put a regular, here we go. I'm now in the garage, which is empty. And so you can hear the reverb in here. But if you wanted to, I could again turn down my my mic input, and I could put a little closer to my mouth so I can get the cool deep sounds. So here's a quiet place. But obviously you can hear the background noise. In fact, let me turn up the turn this up again. Yeah, so here it's picking up all the background noise. But the nice thing about this, it has two inputs, and they can handle what I'm going to call a standard microphone input, the XLR, or you can how do I get this up? Like that. Or you can have a quarter inch. That's the garage door. Or you can have a quarter inch input, and it can handle two. So it's very nice. It does not have a line input. And I'll be doggone if I didn't leave my keys in the house. All right, so we're back and we're recording again. I left my keys in the house, so I kind of hit stop there for a second. I was kind of bummed. I guess I could have hit pause. I hit stop instead. And one of the things that a lot of you, if you're like me, you're having problems getting a quiet area to record in, well, one of the things you can do is you probably have one, like I do, sitting in my driveway. And if you think about it, we've heard all the noise of the outdoors, but if you simply close your car door, it's pretty quiet in here. So let me give you the review here. I'm actually, it's about the size of your hand. It is made out of plastic, but yet it seems fairly sturdy. It has right now, I have a windscreen on it, so I'll take that off, and I'll just now talk directly into the microphone. One thing I kind of don't like about it, although I'm talking kind of across it now, is I can adjust the volume of this. I could also set a compressor if I wanted to. But I have a hard time reading the levels while I'm talking, so adjusting the levels are kind of hard. You almost need to... It's great if you're recording somebody else, but if you're recording yourself, it takes a little shenanigans to be able to read the meter. You can record... It has two settings. It does something that's really not designed for podcasters, and one is you can record in stereo, which right now I'm doing with the microphones. Now, if I plugged in a microphone
and it kind of bums me out. It only records in the left channel. There is no like mono setting unless you switch it to, and this is what's really handy for musicians, you can use this as a four-track recorder, meaning you could record four separate things and have them all play back at the same time. So I could record an acoustic guitar and then record an electric guitar with the acoustic guitar and then sing over top of that and then throw a bass guitar down. So it's like a multi-track recorder. So if you've ever used like Audacity and you have the multiple tracks, you can do that on this unit. Now, as a podcaster, I won't... Okay, time for the pop filter again. Now, as a podcaster, I won't really be using that. And when I record... I can record with these microphones, which aren't bad. So that part is okay. The other thing about recording in your car, it's hot. Wow. I'm going to roll down the window here. And the other thing to keep in mind, a lot of times we get hung up on the noise. And I know I listened to a podcast that Adam Curry did in his car, which inspired this episode, by the way. And I didn't even notice the noise until I got home and listened with my earbuds on. So sometimes we might be hypercritical about the noise. You can record in a WAV file or as an MP3 at 128 or 96. That's adjustable. You can also record at 48 kilohertz, which normally we record at 44.1. So if you want to go hyper, you know, uber quality, you can do that as well, which is kind of not called for here in podcasting mode. But it's pretty handy. Now, the other thing, let's compare this with my current portable recorder. I have a Marantz MD660, which retails for about somewhere between $500 and $600. And it has two microphone inputs, but it doesn't have a quarter-inch input, where this one has two microphone inputs, and which double as quarter-inch inputs. The MD660 can record from a line input. The Zoom H4 does not have a built-in line input. Now, obviously, everybody can go to Radio Shack, and I could get a cord that goes from, say, my iPod or any other thing that would be a line output and get a quarter-inch input and fix that via cables. And the... Oh, I forget. The MD660 runs on, for lack of a better phrase, the big media cards, where this one uses the little... These are SD, so I'm not sure what the other ones are called. This does come with a 128 megabyte card, and that's almost worthless unless you're going to only record an MP3 format. I tried to record something in WAV and literally ran out in about 10 minutes. So that didn't work, and I'm recording in WAV right now. It does have a line output. It does not have a line input. So if you wanted to play this through your speakers or things like that. And that's the one big difference. Now, they both... The MD660, when you get done recording, you plug in a USB cable and the MD660 acts as a hard drive. And it just shows up as a hard drive. The Zoom H4 pretty much does the same thing. The only thing is when you plug it in, it says, do you want to use this as a hard drive and access the files that you've recorded, which is how I'll be getting this one off of, or do you want to use this as a USB interface? So it's kind of two machines in one. So if you have, you know, your standard microphone as a car goes driving by, if you have your standard microphone, it also has phantom power, so if you're using a condenser microphone, you can power that. But you can also then use this to connect your condenser microphone to your computer. So it's a USB interface, which is what I will be doing next. So it's very easy. The controls, it's kind of silly. You have a jog wheel, much like on an iPod, but it's goofy in the fact that you'll press the button to bring up a menu, and then there's kind of another little jog wheel on the side of it that you'll have to go through the options on. So to me, it's like pick a jog wheel and stick with it. But the good news is there's... Unless you're on the other side where you're doing multi-track recording, it has built-in effects and reverbs and things like that. Again, things I'm not going to be using. The only thing I would be using would be a compressor, maybe. In fact, let me pause this and I'll turn that on. We can see what that sounds like. All right, and we're back and we're recording. And I now have a compressor. So I have the auto gain on and the compressor on. So you'll notice more background noise.
because it's taking those soft sounds and trying to adjust them up to give you a high sound. So I'll go ahead and point this right at my mouth now. I'm going to close my window. And you can kind of hear some outdoor noise. Again, the compressor is set to limit loud voices and also raise small voices. So I don't think I'll be using the compressor much, but this is what it sounds like. And again, you may not be hearing this if you're in the car, but I can ever so slightly hear just a rumble of life outside. So let me go downstairs now, and I'll plug this in as a USB device. So I'll go ahead and hit pause. How's that work? Ah, much better. So now I've got, I'm talking into a Shure SM58 and using this as an input. So there you go. Now let's, I can also, if I pause this. And now I've plugged in my Audio Technica 2020 and I'm using that. And again, I can adjust my, my gain is actually all the way up. So this is as loud as I'm going to get. And there we go. So now I'm back to normal, my normal setup. I've got my Audio Technica going into my mixer, going into my compressor and noise gate, and going into my computer. So if you're looking for a portable recorder, you can kind of get two for the price of one. You can get the Zoom H4, and it is a portable recorder. The downside, I guess, well, there's no line input. The bonus, comparing this to the MD660, you can have microphone inputs, you can have quarter-inch inputs, but there's no line input, as I mentioned earlier. And comparing it to the 660, there's also the ability to use it as a USB interface to your computer. In terms of which one's easier to use, they're both have a bit of a learning curve. The Zoom H4 has the whole multi-track recording, which you'll probably never, ever, ever use. And you could use it, I guess, to record a mic, you know, and then input it in that way. Because you can't, it's the one thing I mentioned this earlier, I believe, you can't record in mono if you're plugging in a microphone. Like, you can say, use it as a stereo a recorder, plug in your microphone into one input, and you can't say record that in mono. Not a big deal. You just input that, import that file and make it mono in your software program, whatever you're using. If you're using Sony SoundForge or things like that, or WavePad, I think, allow you to do that as well. You just open it up, do a save as, and say save as mono, and then input that into your device. Obviously, something like this you wouldn't be using with Cast Blaster unless you're going to use it as an input-output or PodProducer at podproducer.net. So, very interesting. I'll have links to this. And also, Zoom just came out with the H2, and I will be having a review of that. I have somebody who I've been emailing back and forth with that just bought one of those. Now, from what I understand, the difference between that and the H4, the H4 has two built-in microphones. This has five microphones for surround sound, and it has no XLR or quarter-inch input. It only has stereo microphones input, so like almost like a headphone input. So that's a little different, but it's also $100 cheaper. So we'll be waiting for that review coming in. As for my MD660, it's probably going to end up going on the chopping block. I believe I'll be selling that. Not that it's, you know, a whole lot worse than the Zoom H4, but I like the fact I can see me using the Zoom H4 to record. I was using the built-in microphones for most of that, and I didn't think they sounded too bad. I just needed a windscreen or a pop filter. And the fact that I can use it as an input-output device, I could easily plug that into my laptop and use it that way with my AT2020 if I wanted to do some portable recording but not use the built-in microphones. Or, again, I could just plug the AT2020 directly into the H4, record the file there, and then plug the H4 in, see it as a hard drive, and copy and paste the file off the device onto that. So I'll have a link to this out in the show notes. Before we leave, let's do a quick last five and five, shall we?
Hey, Dave, this is Brian Mundy of the DemaCast at www.demacast.com. Hey, I wanted to finally do one of those five and fives for you. I'm going to start out with my first one, which is Blowing Smoke by Rob Hemming. This is a bunch of guys that sit around smoking cigars and just talking about politics and everything going on, and they review a cigar of the week. The other one I have is Accidental Creative by Todd Henry. And that there is a show about all you creative people and what we can do to focus and do a better job and create on demand. We also have today in iPhone, obviously, Rob Walsh. Love that one. We got another one going, The Rogues Gallery. This is by Franz Kalark. And this is about a four-hour-long podcast on progressive rock music. I think it's a rebroadcast of a radio show up in Seattle. But I absolutely love that show. The next one is the Project Studio Network with Big Al Wagner and Mike Bolan. You know that show. I know you listen to it as well. I listen to everything on that network. Also, let's just mention at this point that I also listen to every single one of your shows. Okay, last but not least, it's a new one for me, Podholes with Mike and Steve. This is where they take us podcasters and take one of our shows and rip us a new one. Well, that's it, Dave. My 5 and 5. Actually, that's my 5 in 1 minute 30. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian. Check him out, DemaCast.com. Very cool podcast. And wanted to, you know, I realized Brian sent in a comment last week. He was talking about pod pausing. And I realized I kind of commented on his first comment, but kind of just forgot to talk about pod pausing. And what this is where you don't plan on taking an extended break, but you end up taking an extended break, and you kind of leave your audience hanging. And Brian said, you know, it kind of drives him nuts when people pod pause, because you don't know, should I unsubscribe, should I not subscribe, what's the deal, did the podcaster, get in an accident, what's the deal, and there's nothing on their website, things like that. So, and he talked about, if nothing else, just leave a message saying, hey, I haven't gone anywhere, you know, I'll be back, that kind of thing. And that is true. In fact, you should do that. That's one of the things I always tell people. When you start a podcast, record a couple, record 2 or 3. So you know exactly how long it's going to take you to record a podcast. So before you go calling it the Daily Dish, and then you find out later that it takes 3 hours to make a podcast, you might want to do a couple and then call it the Weekly Dish or the Monthly Dish. I have a podcast called Quiet Study Area. It's for college students. And I, from the very first show, I said, I'm going to do this on a whenever I can get to a basis. And in reality, it's about once a month, and that's okay. It's not a, it's a podcast it's evergreen. You can listen to that podcast whenever. It's just basically soft music to study by. But I let people know that, you can listen to this whenever you want. There's a little tip at the end that talks about how to study better and studying tips and things like that. But I set that up front, and that's the key. If you record a couple sample shows, if you're just getting into podcast, record a couple shows to get some feedback from people, from your friends, from your family. Don't ask mom. She'll tell you it's great. But then you can say when you start the podcast, hey, it's a weekly show. It's a bi-weekly show. It's a daily show. It's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday show. You kind of know up front going into it. And, life happens, and if things change, go to the audience and say, hey, I just want you guys to know, I know this is usually weekly, but it's going to go to every, 10 days now. It's going to go every other week or, things like that. And as long as you set the expectation, and it's just, I'll say this right now. If I ever stop doing the school podcasting, this morning announcements, I will do a farewell show. I will do a This Is My Last Show show. But I don't see, I don't plan on doing that for at least another 15 years. I'll do that because I'll have to, I'm going into the nursing home now, so I can't, and the Wi-Fi there stinks. So, something. But, and I actually, I sent an email to Jeff Smith at thejeffsmith.com and said, hey, you should write a universal jingle. Hey, everybody, I'm taking a break. I'll be back in a couple weeks or something. That's why Jeff's the musician and the singer, and I'm the guitar player. Anyway, hey, so that's going to do it. Thanks for tuning in. Again, if you're interested in the Zoom H4, I like it. I like it a lot. I've heard, like I said, I've heard it called cheap. I think any portable media recorder you get, you better take care of it. These things aren't made out of cast iron steel. So it comes with a little bag. I plan on, if I were to take this around a lot, I would probably go to a Guitar Centers or something like that. Maybe buy a little, they make little itty-bitty road cases. I would probably get one of those because the bag that comes in it has no... It might as well be a potato bag. It's that kind of material. Nothing really to keep it. And the box it came in, again, not a lot of packaging there. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in. And As always, if you're a member of the School of Podcasting, don't forget, when you log into the site, on the left-hand side, click on the Students Only podcast, and I do occasionally podcast for just students only. If you'd like to be a member of the School of Podcasting, it's only $19.95 a month. Is it $19.95 or $19.99? It's $20 a month, basically. And it's, you can try it risk-free, 30 days. And if you like it, hey, stick around for 40, 60, 80. We have people that have been around for quite a while, and I really do truly appreciate that. And I'd love to see your name added to the members list. Check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. And until we meet again, class dismissed.